Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm having a discussion. Margaret, if I asked you where is downtown San Diego and you say to me it's downtown, why wouldn't you expect me?
Well, Phil, it's a little bit of an obvious question.
Jenny, you can't say where's downtown. What else can a person say?
You can say, where's downtown San Diego? You can say, oh, Phil, it's over near the airport. Or it's, you know.
Over near, then I would say, it's not downtown. It's the part that's over near the airport.
No, you guys don't get it. You know.
No, I don't think you get it. Downtown Los Angeles is not the only desolate and depressing and barren and almost soul-sucking place on Earth. There are other downtown areas that will suck the soul out of anyone. And San Diego is one.
Well, I don't know where downtown San Diego is, so I can't necessarily agree with that. I know downtown L.A. Downtown L.A., I don't think it's soul-sucking, you know.
It pretty much will suck the soul right out of you, you know.
All right, well, let's conclude here with Mr. Bozell. We also have R.C. Collins on with us from Bradley Military Academy.
Can I jump in on this, on what you're discussing?
Go ahead.
I've been a construction contractor in this town now since 1996, and I can tell you we've done some tilt-ups, done business parks, we've done construction, remodeling, condo, done a townhouse. I got a whole townhouse division. We've bid some of the biggest commercial jobs in the downtown area on east of the downtown area toward the rail yards and so on. And I'm very familiar with how downtown L.A. is, and it's a place where when you go to work there, for me, because I come from Corona, California, out in the suburbs, and I go to work there, and I want to, take a hose and run it off the exhaust of my truck, and as soon as I pull in, it's the first thing I think about doing. And yet I resist it because I know there's great work that can be done down there.
What does that mean?
Are you out of your mind or something, Mr. Bozell? This is R.C. Can I say something, Mr. Henry?
Hold on. You said...
I want to hear from you, but we also want to ask you, are you telling me that you want to commit suicide?
Yeah, that's what you're saying. You're saying because, you know, let me tell you something, Mr. Citizen.
Look, young man, I don't want to be called Mr. Citizen, okay? I'm a little bit older than you, and I've not been in combat, and I've not been on the war, and I've not been in a war, you know, in a war club or...
A war club. It's my military academy, and someday I'm going to fight for the country of America. And meanwhile, what are you doing? You're all, I'm depressed. I'm down near Skid Row. I better run the carbon monoxide into my truck and just end it all. What a fairy.
Hey.
All right, thank you very much, R.C.
Well, this guy's acting like a dick.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Go ahead, Mr. Bozell.
You know, I want to tell you something, Mr. Henry. I like coming on radio shows, and I've been on every radio show that you can think of in this area and also in larger portions. I've been on your show. I've been on a Ken and Bob show. I was on the John and Ken show. I was on Bob and John show. And when they crossed over, do you remember? I'm talking to a national audience.
No, I don't remember. I know Ken Minyard. I know John. I know. What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? It was when it was Ken and John, and then it was Ken and Bob, and then it was they mingled together.
Didn't they? I think I know what he's saying. Didn't Ken and Bob?
It was Ken and Bob, and then it was John and Ken, and they didn't mingle.
No, you're wrong, because I remember it was Ken and Bob, John and Ken. That was John and Bob, and then the two Kens, which was completely stupid. It doesn't matter to me.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
You're saying it didn't happen.
It not only did it not happen, Ken and Ken?
No, that's why I said it.
There wasn't any Bob and John, and there wasn't any Ken and Ken, and we're getting sidetracked. And how did we get into downtown L.A.? Well, I'll tell you guys later. There was a story here about a hotel downtown where they found the water tank where you get your drinking water? Yeah, they found a dead body in it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, so Mr. Bozell, I'm sorry to upset you. So let's conclude here. You're upset... What time is it, by the way? Oh, okay. You are upset that you are we in a new hour here?
Mr. Henry, I want to answer your question, and you sound like you're on LSD.
Yes, we're in a new hour.
Well, why am I talking to this guy?
I don't know.
Hang up on him.
Wait a minute, you can't do...
I totally spaced that we're a new hour.
Why did you hang up on the man?
Because I don't want to talk to this guy for the till the ends of the earth. We're done. Thank you very much, Mr. Bozell. All right, moving along.
Wait a minute, Phil. I'm not saying that I agree with that man, but you can't just hang up on him.
What do you mean I can do anything I want, I can hang up on him. I didn't know that we were in a... I completely spaced on the fact that we were in a new hour. I looked at the clock. We're moving on, man. I got other fish to fry, okay?
What kind?
Well, we've got some grouper... What do you mean, what kind? I've got the news story.
You want me to put this guy back on the air?
What guy?
The man who called back.
What is it with people on the show that keep calling back? Can anybody just say, you know, take no for an answer? I said I'm all done with a guy, and I... Yes, Mr. Bozell.
You know, Mr. Henry, I'll tell you what, I've taken a knee to it. I've had people say, hey, look up there and go ahead and knee it. I've had people push me into the corner of a coffee table and I walk around with my knees touching for the rest of the day. I've had every kind of insult to the important portions of my emotional life as well as my body, but I've never had anyone say, okay, well, time's up halfway through a sentence and throw me out into the street.
Mr. Bozell, sir, your time expressing your opinion about Mississippi having legal slavery is over. You can take your case to a governmental agency, a judge, a lawyer.
I'm not going to make a big deal out of it now. What I was trying to say is I was shortchanged like a lot of business people is all.
Okay, so you weren't aware that slavery was legal, and you could have had a legal slave, and you didn't. I guess you blew it.
No, see, that's just it. I didn't blow it. How was I supposed to know? Mississippi knew. And
what was Mississippi supposed to put a big sign out there that says slaves legal here? Come on down to Mississippi. It's a great business opportunity.
Well, states are doing it all the time. You know.
Well, that is true, Phil. There are states in this country that spend an enormous amount of money trying to attract business.
Well, what kind of an ad campaign is that going to be?
I don't know.
I don't know either. You could put a sign, you know, Mississippi slaves. We allow slaves. I don't know.
Well, this is why we're kind of at the end of the road with this discussion. As I said, get a lawyer, discuss it, look at it legally. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I apologize, but we do have to move on. Thank you, Mr. Bozell. Stephen Bozell, ladies and gentlemen.
You just called me Mr. Boo-Boo. I just heard you call me Mr. Boo-Boo.
You did call him Boo-Boo. I just now heard that.
I didn't say Boo-Boo. I said Mr. Boo-Boo, and I said Mr. Bozell.
Well, you said Mr. Boo-Boo.
Yeah, that's Boo-Boo.
I did... Goodbye.
Phil, you've got some anger issues.
You know, the only anger issue I have is that people are not listening to what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm done with this guy. Robert, don't put people back on the air.
Well, I thought he was making a good point.
What good point?
He was saying, had Mississippi took out an ad saying, well, I know they won't do it, but, well, never mind.
Yeah, see, now that you think about it, you realize it's kind of, it's jacked up, right?
Yeah.
But you didn't think about it before. You just went ahead and put the guy in the air, and I got to deal with it. That's what I'm talking about. What happened here when we were on the air, and I saw some sort of a warning flash? We are broadcasting, folks, obviously, on our radio network. We also are on our website, philhenryshow.com, where you can get a backstage pass, watch live streaming video of our show on your mobile device, as well as your desktop. A variety of mobile devices, not just your iPhone, but many of your droids. And it's a beautiful thing. You can get access to thousands and thousands and billions and gazillions of hours of online entertainment, full radio shows going back over a decade, almost 5,000 hours, an enormous library, so huge, as a matter of fact, that the standard website hosting companies who were talking all kinds of pie in the sky to it. Oh, sure, Mr. Henry, we can move that over in no time. And when they finally got a hold of the job and looked at it, you should have seen the looks on their faces as every guy blanched white, excused himself, and the vomiting never ended.
You're kidding.
Of course I'm kidding.
Yeah, but they were...
I mean, they were freaked out. There's no question. They were freaked. But we got a great bunch of guys with us. The guys at LEG... and our good friends at Bright Cove, who I was cursing their name yesterday just before. Bright Cove is the company, if you are watching our live streaming video, they're the company that provides our video streaming, the Zencoder, for iPhones and iPads. And maybe you don't know this, folks, but iPhone, Apple, they don't use Flash Media. Flash Media is used by Windows and most every device you can think of. Flash Media, no matter where you are, where you go, it's Flash Media. But Apple, no, they don't want to do that. As a matter of fact, they don't care if it inconveniences, and in the words of Slim Pickens in Dr. Strangelove, if it hair-lips everyone on Bear Creek, they don't care, they don't want...
I think you're going to get phone calls on that.
Yeah, that's kind of...
About what?
Well, you said I hair-lip everyone on Bear Creek.
Oh, I was quoting a movie.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, it's still... It's very, very sensitive when they have these commercials on late at night, Phil, and you're looking at the little children, and they've got faces that... You know, they've got a... They're beautiful children, but they've got the lip... And you are sitting quoting Slim Pickens, who wrote an atomic bomb to Earth. It just doesn't add up to anything good.
All right, well, I'll drop it.
No, don't drop it, but just don't talk about Slim Pickens.
I wasn't talking about Slim Pickens. Nonetheless, join us at philhenryshow.com. That's about all I really wanted to say. Time to break. Time to break. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Downtown Los Angeles, a hotel downtown L.A., Hotel Cecil, they found a woman's body floating in what? The water tank that everyone drinks out of. Do you love it? And she'd been there for days, and the body had been decomposing, and the people could taste something funny in the water.
Yeah, you put me on.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. But then it's downtown L.A., so... That's why I say, if you're coming out west and you want a vacation in L.A., you don't go downtown. I don't think that anybody did. I think these are residents. We'll talk about it when we come back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth.
Oh, in other words, they were just bums
bitch.
On Skid Row.
The Phil Henry Show.
Well, that's what you're intimating, Phil.
You know, Margaret, get off of your high horse, okay?
Hollywood Vine.
Yeah, Dan and I were just talking. We're going to talk here about hotel resident disgusted after tourist body found in water tank. Good God. Dan and I were just talking about Hollywood and Vine. Hollywood and Vine. Hollywood. We always heard that growing up. I heard Hollywood and Vine. You know, I grew up in Arcadia, California. It's about 13 miles northeast of L.A., downtown L.A. But you might as well be in another state. I mean, not in another state, but you're in the burbs. And so I grew up listening, you know, Hollywood and Vine, this, that, and something else, man. You go to Hollywood and Vine, it ain't nothing to write home about. Hollywood and Vine is, whatever it is. You know, there's a whole lot of, as George Carlin said, if he had a star on the Walk of Fame, some bum would wind up throwing up on it, you know.
Who said that?
George Carlin.
I know the quote. It was great when you said Gracie Allen.
What was that, Gracie Allen?
That's what I thought.
What do you mean, Gracie Allen?
Was she the one that was afraid a bum would throw up on her star?
No, that's not Gracie Allen. That's George Carlin. Why do you say Gracie Allen?
She's a very funny lady.
Sure, she was funny in her era. She's not about to say that. She wasn't one of those. That wasn't the era when stars would say something like that. You imagine that, Gracie Allen? Some bum's going to throw up on George. Some bum will vomit on my star. Now, Gracie.
That is cute. That's a very cute impression, Phil.
Right, anyway, Alvin Taylor, age 68, was disgusted to learn where there was a body in the cistern above the Cecil Hotel that supplied the water. He showered and brushed his teeth with, oh, God. I've been torn up just thinking about it, the 35-year resident of the hotel said. It's scary. Residents are being moved to the Mayfair Hotel nearby until the water is deemed safe, which is expected to be Saturday. This is a residential hotel downtown, folks, and you can tell there's elderly people there. And so we are not talking about the greatest part of town, and downtown L.A. just ain't the greatest part of town. And this hotel, if you see a picture of it, it has this, painted on the side of the building, low daily rates and monthly rates. So you know you're dealing with a very old hotel.
Why is it old?
Because they don't paint that kind of crap on the sides of buildings anymore, you know.
What's that one thing, Elliot Ness for mayor?
What hotel is that?
That's not a hotel. It actually exists in the city of Cleveland, that painted on the side of a building, Elliot Ness for mayor. It was back in the mayoral race in Cleveland back in the day, the 30s.
Yeah, a hotel?
No, it wasn't a hotel, bud.
Listen to the mayor, man, there ain't no hotel. Yeah, this one is.
Well, it ain't Elliot Ness that's painted on the side of it.
What do you mean Elliot Ness is painted? You're talking about his name.
Yes.
Phil, you really need a vacation.
Yeah, you're really doing this, Dan.
I'm sorry, you do seem like you're uptight.
Let me tell you something. The insomnia kicked in last night, okay?
There we go. I knew it was something. Yay.
Finally get to it.
All right. The insomnia kicked in last night, and I'm telling you, I was wide awake until 1 o'clock this afternoon. I don't know what it is. I was on the phone, and I was talking to people, and you know, when you get into that groove where you're just rapping to people, I remember I was talking to one person. I was doing FaceTime with another person, which, Bud, does not mean what you think it means.
Then why do they call it that?
Because the human face looking at someone?
Well, I understand about that, but nowadays, if you say FaceTime, it pretty much leads to one cistern, you know?
Yeah. It leads to one cistern. Well, there's a big word.
Ain't that a water bucket?
It's a water tank. So that's kind of what you're probably hearing, Margaret. I apologize if I'm short of temper.
No, there's no need to apologize, Phil. We want you to get your sleep. We want you to get your rest. And if you are tense and uptight, you see, that is no good for anyone, Phil. You simply must get your REM sleep. Do you know what REM sleep is?
Yeah, rapid eye movement.
Yes, that's right. Forget it.
Well, no. I mean, tell me more.
You already know what it is.
Well, I wanted to hear.
I've got to go and get...
You need a bath towel?
No, I don't need a bath towel, thank you.
So what was she going to say? REM sleep. You got to have your REM sleep, Margaret's right, because that's the dreaming state. And if you don't get your dream sleep, you are going to go stark raving mad with an automatic weapon.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious. See, I'm the kind of guy that jokes so in such an extreme way, I don't blame people for taking me serious. All right. So this poor man, he's 68. He's lived there 35 years, which means he was 33 years old when he moved in there, Mr. Taylor. Alvin Taylor, he was 33 when he moved into the Cecil Hotel downtown. Residents are being moved to the Mayfair. I don't know these hotels. I know downtown. You can see these hotels from the Harbor Freeway as you drive by. You can look and see a lot of these old buildings sprinkled in there. Authorities discovered the body of Alicia Lamb, a 21-year-old Vancouver tourist, inside a water tank on the hotel's roof on Tuesday. A maintenance worker discovered her body after receiving complaints from Cecil residents about low water pressure. Ugh. The residents, many of whom have lived there for years, are required to sign a waiver every time they enter the hotel. Cecil employees declined to provide a copy of the waiver to the Times. They're required to sign a waiver. You know what that means?
No, what's it mean?
It means that it's some kind of a... When you sign a waiver, you're waiving something. Generally, some sort of a... you're waiving some protection or right or some status of some kind. Signing a waiver when you go into the hotel.
You talk about, man, your life is in danger. You got to sign a waiver?
That's what it says. The hotel was flushing out its pipes, according to Mr. Taylor. A steady stream of water gushed out from a pipe onto the street in front of the Cecil on Thursday afternoon. The entrance of the lobby was flooding with a bucket and towels sitting on the floor. An autopsy for Lamb was expected to be conducted, said Ed Winter, spokesman for the L.A. County Coroner's. Health officials were also expected to release the results of their tests on the water. Mr. Taylor went on to say, "I didn't think anything of it until they found the body." He intends to move back in once the water's cleaned out. I'll just stay somewhere until they fix it. He said he wasn't thinking, and when they find a body in your water, ain't no good, man.
Well, I don't know, man, because, you know, a lot of times the water, like the aqueduct, L.A. Aqueduct.
I was going to say, Robert, the L.A. Aqueduct, they find bodies, they find corpses in it all the time.
Well, I don't know if that's the case.
But they do. And that's the water supply for the entire city of Los Angeles, and they must find a corpse a day in that aqueduct.
What do you mean they find a... Where are the statistics?
Oh, Phil, it stands to reason. It stands to reason. The aqueduct runs through the desert. Don't you think there is ample opportunity in the desert for certain criminal organizations, See where I'm going?
Margaret, where you're going is movie time. It's a TV show. That's what you're doing. You know, well, hey.
Didn't you go on and on and on about some guy they found dead in the aqueduct?
I was talking about that screenwriter that they found in that truck. We'll get more into this, folks, when we come back. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Much more to say about this. And a tourist, the tourists going downtown. I don't get that. We'll be back. Anderson is joining us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from Little Ian is in Inglewood, California right now, where he lives. And Ian lives in Inglewood because it's close to Hollywood Park, and he is a worker in the racing industry here in Southern California and has been for a number of years. And Ian, how are you?
Well, I'm doing all right. I hope you're all right and everyone is doing well. It's always great to talk to you.
And I wanted to bring you on, Ian, because, you know, I've gotten more and more into football, English football, you know.
I was told some mates that I know of you, and I know a few people here in the United States who love to watch English soccer. And we're very happy to have you.
Well, thank you. Ian, a lot of people watch soccer in the United States, and a lot of people don't. And one of the things that's exciting about it for me is this whole relegation thing and promotion thing.
Right.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the English soccer, the different football teams are in different like divisions, and they play in a different division. And what they do is if they do good. Or if they're not doing good, you know, they just will either they'll go up the ladder or they go down the ladder, right? So in a season, if your team, like, wins a championship, say, of a champion league, or they win a Division One, or they win a Division Two, or they win a football championship, which is like a lower division from Premier League.
Mm-hmm. So Premier League is the number one division.
Right. Premier League is the number one division. And they also have, like, European Champions League, which was he was talking about that.
Right.
And so all the Premier League teams are on the top of the top teams in all of Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the ones that are below that are, like, are champion, or not champion, but football championship.
That's the name of the division below Premier League?
Right. It's called football championship.
Football championship. And what are some of the teams there?
Well, it always changes, you know, because they're going to be relegated, or they're not going to be relegated, or they're going to be promoted, or they're not going to be promoted. And it's like you never know if your team does well, and you hope your team does well, and you root them on, and they still is not good enough, you know, they don't win a match, and if they lose so many matches, they get relegated, and it's rubbish, really, because then your team. It's relegated down with the rubbish teams, right?
But what do you mean by rubbish teams?
Well, it's like these teams are third or fourth division down, and it's all rubbish. And it's like...
Give me an example of a rubbish team.
Well, like in Premier League right now, they've got three teams that are real rubbish. That's Queen's Park Rangers, and Wigan, and Aston Villa.
Queen's Park Rangers, and what's the other one?
I've not seen the standings, but I think it's Wigan. And I think it's Aston Villa, and it's all just a mess, right? It's all just a rubbish situation. So if you're a fan of those teams, it's all rubbish. And
leave me, it's all rubbish.
It's rubbish is what I mean. It's you're going to root for a team that's rubbish. Is that what you want to root for?
No, not root for rubbish. But you tell you bring a rubbish.
Well, the things you root for was rubbish teams. Is that what you want to root for?
All right, let's not have another argument, okay? What Ian's saying, if the team sucks, it's at the bottom of the heap.
Yeah, it sucks, right? It sucks, and so that Nick gets relegated down to another division. See?
Right. So The three worst teams in Premier League will be relegated down to the next division, which is called Football Championship, correct?
That's right. That's right. And it's like, there's one team.
What about Nottingham Forest?
What about Nottingham Forest? What do you want to know about Nottingham Forest for?
Because I think that's a great team, isn't it?
No, it's Nottingham Forest is rubbish, as I try to tell you. Nottingham Forest is a rubbish team.
Yeah, but a rubbish team. They're not Robin Hood?
Yeah, that's where Robin Hood's from.
Robin Hood is rubbish, right? Robin Hood is not, he not exist. He's rubbish. It's Nottingham Forest is rubbish. And Sherwood Forest is rubbish. It's not even Sherwood Forest, it's Nottingham Forest. And no one has ever heard, and no one cares about Robin Hood because he doesn't exist, because he's rubbish. And
all right, okay, so Robin Hood doesn't exist. What is it with you guys with Nottingham Forest?
That's where, that ain't that, you said that's Robin Hood.
No, it's not Robin Hood. First of all, Robin Hood, if you want to follow all about Robin Hood and all of that nonsense and all that rubbish, is Sherwood Forest.
Oh, yeah, Sherwood.
Yeah, that's right. It's Sherwood Forest is where Robin Hood was from. And Friar Tuck and all those fancies and all those pranny, fancy pants, pranny posing and puffers. And that's all they did. Day and night, night and day is the puffers. And they sit around a campfire and take each other's pants off. And
All right. Let's not go there. Okay, let's keep talking about football, all right?
Right, well, he's bringing up all this, like, Robin Hood. Robin Hood's got nothing to do with football, all right?
I know Robin Hood got nothing to do with football, but you don't think, you're not American to say Sherwood Forest is pretty cool.
Right, well, Americans, the Yanks, are thinking all kind of things is cool. All the Yanks do is sit around all day long and think about all this cool, you know, and all this rubbish about fairies and elves and Sherwood Forest and Robin Hood and all this, not, it's just rubbish, you know? And Americans, all the Yanks, sit around saying, oh, I want to go to England, and we'll meet up with like a fairy, or talk to an elf, or something like that. It's not true.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, if I want to go find a fairy, you damn straight I'm going to go to England.
Good one. Yeah, give me five.
Yeah.
Get out of here, give me five.
Well, I know if I want to find a fairy, I have to go far in America. All I have to do is go find you two lot. Yeah, I found my fairies all right. Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, three guesses, the first two don't count. All I have to do, if I want to find a fairy or some fancy damn old puffer or somebody wants to take my pants off, all I have to do is find you lot. And I found myself my fairy, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what? I don't even care about English football. You know why? Because I don't care.
Right, well, we don't care much for you either, right? You know, I don't care for you, and I don't care for your football either.
All right, okay. Why don't you guys just butt out, okay? I'm talking to Ian.
Yeah, well, he's gay. He doesn't even know Nottingham Forest.
No one cares about Nottingham Forest. No one gives a bloody hell about Nottingham Forest. No one gives a bloody... No one gives one infinitesimal, you know what, for Nottingham Forest. It's a rubbish team, and you're rubbish. You're all rubbish. All American football fans should be more like Mr. Henry, where you're asking questions and you're finding out about a game.
Yeah, well...
You guys really are kind of stupid. If you want to find out about the game, ask questions. Don't sit there going, oh, I want to root for Nottingham Forest and Sherwood Forest because, what's his ass?
Robin Hood, man.
You never heard about Robin Hood?
Yes, I have.
Right, well, next thing you know, Mr. Henry, you're going to want to root for a team like Ivanhoe's favorite team. You know what Ivanhoe's favorite team was?
No, what was it?
It doesn't exist because Ivanhoe was rubbish too, right?
All you said about him was all this rubbish.
No, England's great. I love England. I love my country. But everything you're saying is rubbish. You talk about Ivanhoe. And
you talked about Ivanhoe and everything like that.
I just asked you what's Ivanhoe's favorite football team, and you fell for it like a couple of dumb youngsters. All I'm trying to say is that if you want to follow football proper, then you have to learn a little bit about it and not sit and act like a stupid bloody fool about it, you know.
All right. Thank you, Ian, and thank you, Bud and Robert. Get out of here, will you?
Want to leave?
No, what I want you to do is shut up. All right, so I just want to ask you one more thing, Ian, and let's not have this argument with these guys. Now, this weekend is a big game between who? Manchester City?
Right, it's Manchester City and it's Chelsea, and it's going to be a very, very important game in Premier League because Manchester City is in, well, second place.
Chelsea is fourth place or something like that. I'm not quite sure. But these are two of the better teams, you know, in Premier League. And also, what they're having right now is the Champions League.
All right, now, the Champions League, and this is the thing I was trying to tell Dan, there's like three different leagues going on, right?
It's not like three different leagues. It's more like your team is in three different competitions. Because they've got Premier League, which is the top of the soccer league of all of Great Britain, right?
Okay.
And they've got, like, FA Cup. Right, you know FA Cup.
Well, I've heard of the FA Cup. I always thought that's the main championship of English football, right?
Right, that's the main championship. That's the championship of all of England, and England and Wales.
England and what?
I said England and Wales.
Never heard of it.
Hey, bud, shut up, man.
You never heard of Wales? That's right. You probably never heard of New York. Probably never heard of Washington.
I've heard of New York and Washington. Are you crazy? I've heard of New York. Everybody heard of that. Who's ever heard of Wales?
You know about whales, man? The ones that go swimming down to Mexico.
All right, get out of here, both you guys.
I didn't do anything.
Get out of here.
What?
Go on, split. I'm trying to talk to him.
Right. I feel for you, Mr. Evans. I sit around there all day long with a couple of dumb, stupid books like that. But I guess that's a price you have to pay, right?
Well, I do have to pay the price. All right, so England and Wales, FA Cup. Now, the FA Cup's interesting because that is a competition that's open to every single team in English football, am I right?
Well, it's not every single team. I think it's like the top 10 divisions. And so, like, you got a Premier League, and you got a Championship League and all that. And then, like, right in the middle of all of that, then they say, okay, you've got to play for FA Cup as well. So then you're playing teams that are, like, three or four divisions below you or three or four divisions above you.
So that's like, it's almost like the U.S. Open in golf or any open where anybody can play and anybody can win.
Right. FA Cup is anybody can win the FA Cup. And then the other one is the European League, which is the Champions League, and a play over there for the European champion.
And that's when the English teams go and play the European teams.
Right, right. It's all like La Liga. That's a Spain or Germany or Greece or Italy. They've got a lot of different leagues.
And all those teams play in their own leagues, and then they play each other.
Right, right. They play each other for the UEFA Champions League.
Okay, Ian. Good job there, my friend, and thank you for joining us. And you're at Hollywood Park?
No, it's right at Santa Anita. But I'm eating over today and doing some work for a trainer friend of mine.
And so people know you were a jockey at one time.
Right, I was a jockey.
Were you a jockey in the States?
No, I was right in England. And also steeplechase. But also regular thoroughbred race.
Okay. Thanks so much, Ian.
Right. And also, one other thing. If you want to root for Sherwood Forest, well, guess what? You're not going to be able to root for Sherwood Forest because there's no such team as Sherwood Forest. The closest you'll get is Nottingham Forest, which sounds like a bunch of puffers anyway, because that's what they are. I wouldn't root for Nottingham Forest if there was the last football team in the history of the world. Bunch of poofers, and they probably all love to sit around like fryer talk and look up under each other's skirts.
Well, thank God you cut him off.
He's just going. He's just pissed. He's angry at Robert and Bud. All right, you guys can come in now.
Don't even talk about Dad. And I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did. You got us kicked out.
Shut up. When I'm talking and I'm talking to a guest, you guys keep your mouth shut. Otherwise, this is good. There's going to be more of this. You're going to get kicked out until you learn. Do you understand?
No, I said about a guy.
Do you understand?
Yes.
You?
Yeah. Can I say something?
No, Robert's on it. What do you want to say, Robert?
All I said was, have you ever heard of Sherwood Forest? He goes, yeah, that's Robin Hood. And I go, yeah. And he's all, who cares? He's all rubbish and everything like that.
Yeah, that's all he did is call everybody rubbish. So I just said, I defended my rights.
Oh, you defended your rights. What, to be dumb? He's the guy that knows about football, not you clowns, okay? English football, I'm saying. And I want to hear from him. I don't want to hear you guys saying, wow, Nottingham Forest is a really good team. Really? Why? Ain't that where Robin Hood's from?
I don't know.
That's not going to make a good team. All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-8... What time is it? Yeah, oh, God, are we late? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. More on the downtown hotel with the water, but there's a lot of other stories to get to. After meeting in New York City, the ratings company will roll out a system to measure broadband, Xbox, and in-time iPads. Nielsen is going to try and get into the 21st century before they go out of business. That's basically what we're talking about. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
And Nottingham Forest is where Robin Hood and also elves lived there at one time. I just know elves there now.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back on the world famous, on the world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. I want to go back over some things that we did cover earlier, but the audience turns over.
What's that mean?
The audience, you get new audience as the hours go by. You know, for us, it's, oh, gee, better not read that story again because we already read it. Well, it's not the same people listening now that were listening at the beginning.
What are you talking about? People are, they'll watch the whole show.
I'm talking about the real world, all right? I'm not talking about, we have fans, God bless people that love us, but I'm talking about how the whole thing really breaks out. People who were not here earlier in the show, of which there are many, I want to go over some of the stuff that we just went over. Now, we didn't even finish up this downtown L.A. thing, man, with this dead body in a water tank.
Yeah, what happened? You doing sports, man.
Yes, I thought you were going to bring a whole new sporting feel to things.
Well, guess what? You know, there's some other stuff that I happen to find it more interesting.
You know, that man that said, you say you don't want to do news talk, and now you're doing news talk.
No, I'm doing Phil talk. I'm doing stuff I want to talk about. When was the last time I mentioned Obama? When was the last time I mentioned Republicans? When was the last time I mentioned Democrats?
Just now.
I mean as a topic, okay? By the way, what was Rush Limbaugh upset? Oh, Rush said that he's ashamed of America. I gotta hand it to Rush. I mean this. That guy knows how to keep his name out there. He knows how to keep his name. And, of course, the thing of it is, the stuff that he says gets noticed because of who he is. In other words, if it was anybody else saying that, no one would care.
What did he say?
He said he's ashamed of America. For the first time in his life, he's ashamed of this country. He doesn't like this. You know, obviously what's happening, and Russia's making the most out of it, is that the... you know, more and more Americans are not the conservative, shall we say, Americans are not the conservative monolith that a lot of people thought that they were or that we were and that we might have been, say, in the late 80s, early 90s, on through the 90s. Even though we did elect a Democrat president, there was a significant and fiercely... calamitous and opinionated conservative base in America. And it's changing. It isn't that way anymore. People are not as conservative as they were. People are thinking more liberally. People are, if you want to call it that, people are giving things like at least the debate over health care a chance.
Well, I absolutely concur with that, and I'm very happy to see. I just wanted to see if you'd answer correctly, and you did. Very good, Phil.
Want me to shake your hand?
Yes, that's very good. I wanted to see, when I said, well, then, what do you mean?
You didn't know he's going to say it. You're making it up.
I'll make something up right now. You know what I'm going to make up? I'm going to make up a big wheelbarrow full of cement. And what do you think I'm going to do with that?
You can't threaten me.
Yeah, really?
All right, watch it.
You're going to make up cement? What are you going to do?
I'll stick his feet in it. I'll put your head in it. Ask me what I'm going to do.
Margaret...
Well, I don't like the questions.
All right. Getting back to the downtown situation, that's very unfortunate. Tourism downtown, I don't get it. I mean, if you are looking to stay somewhere, El Cheapo, and I get it. I mean, I get the El Cheapo thing. There are El Cheapo places that are closer to, like, tourista places, man. I don't know why anybody wants to stay downtown. There's only a couple of things, like the Music Center to see, and there's the...
What about that one sandwich place?
What do you mean, one sandwich place?
Felipe's.
Yeah, but nobody's coming in from Vancouver to go to Felipe's for a French dip sandwich.
Well, you don't know. I mean, maybe it's famous.
I don't think so. There's Chinatown, big deal. Felipe's, big wow. The Warehouse District, who cares? That's where people live. Little Tokyo.
Well, now, Little Tokyo, what about that? That's exciting.
Yeah, that's, oh, yeah. Woo! That's great.
You are a cynic.
You don't even like Asian people.
That's not got what we're talking about, guys. What I'm saying is this. You got to do your research, and I think if you want to go to any city, you want to know where things are. Now, you know, as I said, I was on a train. I was coming in from Arizona once. I was about 25, 26 years old. We've been out in Phoenix. I don't know, screwing around. Probably went out there and partied and decided to take the train back. I mean, that's, you know, that was the kind of guy that I was. Oh, hey, they got a club car, man. We can go in there and get hammered all the way back to L.A., and that's probably what I did. But we met a guy there, and he was an English citizen, an Englishman, and he said, I'm going to Los Angeles. I'm going to do some tour. You know, I'm a tourist. He was traveling the country by train as a tourist. And I'll continue the story here in the up. Oh, I'll continue the story into the next hour is what I'll do.
There you go again. Will you spit one story out in total, Phil?
I'll work at my own speed. Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around. World famous Phil Henry Show. Stick around for my train story.
Train story?
Never mind. Stick around for the story. Phil Henry Show. Talk about train. Turn the mic off. On a train.
Phil, I'm in the bathroom. I need to do this. Is there toilet paper or do I use another bath towel?